100 years.
It's been 100 years, yeah.
He was born after slavery, but I had my auntie, his sisters, he had one. The one was a nurse. She was born in slavery for the sold her here at Franklin on the block. And she, and I hear them tell what she brought. My dad and the old folk get to talking, but I forget now.
Uh-huh.
And I couldn't tell you not knowing. But they walked here from Danielsville, and they were sold at Franklin. And they said it, we went before they were sold, we went by the name of Jones.
Uh-huh.
After they said you, why you going?
Then you get another name.
Yes, ma'am. Uh-huh. We were laughing the other day, I and someone was talking. I was at Franklin, and it said, we just don't know who our folks is. There's several of them were sold at Franklin. Used to be lots of them.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of them in this country.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see. Would you tell me a little bit about what the colored people in Clayton do nowadays, most of them?
What do they do now?
Uh-huh, for a living.
Some do housekeep, house clean,
mm-hmm.
and some works at the hospital. And that's about all.
Okay. Now let's see, I'm going to ask you some of these little short answer questions I was telling you about before. What do you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper, around 3 or 4 p.m.? You might say, I expect to see him later this
afternoon.
Okay. What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? You might say, I got up this morning before.
Before 7 o'clock.
Okay. Now, what's an expression that has the word sun in it? I got up this morning before sun.
Sunrise.
Okay. And if a person goes to bed real early, he might go to bed before sun.
Sunset.
Okay. If there's been a storm and the rain stops and the clouds are disappearing and the sun is coming out, you'd say that the weather is
clearing up.
Okay. What do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last very long?
Gully washer.
Okay. That's a good one. Oh, yeah, and also, Mr. if you can think of, you know, two words or, you know, more than one word, tell me all of them. What do you call a shelf over a fireplace?
Call it a mantle.
Okay. What do you call the things that the logs rest on in a fireplace?
Fardos.
What do you call small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Kindling.
Okay. What do you call particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut into little slivers to get a fire started?
Pine.
Okay. What do you call a place with a rod and hangers for hanging clothes in? A little room where you hang clothes.
Closet.
And what about the same thing, it's not really the same thing, but a great big piece of furniture where you might hang some clothes? You know what I'm talking about? They're old-fashioned. Sometimes they have a mirror on the
old-fashioned wardrobe.
Yeah.
Wardrobe.
What do you call the overlapping horizontal boards on the outside of a house to keep the weather out?
Weatherboarding.
Okay. What do you call the covered area at the front of a house where some chairs might be placed? Like right out here. What do you call this?
I call it front porch.
Okay. And what would you call a little porch that doesn't have any roof on it? Do you have a different name for it?
Well, I don't know. Call it platform.
Okay. What do you call a small fenced area next to the barn where cows are enclosed before milking?